They have been celebrating and protecting the Genesee River now for 50 plus years. And today we're talking with the Genesee River Watch, specifically George Thomas, the executive director of the River Watch. We have an amazing resource right here that runs right through Rochester and well beyond. And George today is going to tell us a little bit more about the river, how we can get involved, and how we can support it and protect it as our future goes on. So, George, thanks so much for stopping by this morning and talking to us a little bit about the Genesee River. Let's talk first about what people might not know about the Genesee River. We see this great waterway running right through our area, but we certainly are not that familiar with it.
Sure. We find that all the time. A lot of people, if you ask them about Letchworth State Park or what river runs through it, some people don't know. It's amazing. So the one thing we like people to know, the river starts in Pennsylvania in a farmer's field way back 160 miles from the port of Rochester. So it starts out as a small trickle, flows through Allegheny County, then Letchworth Park, and then up to Rochester. And it changes dramatically in that process. We see up here in Rochester the brown water in the river and think, well, it's not very attractive. People aren't interested in getting in it. They're worried if is it safe and that sort of thing. The primary issue with the river from a water quality standpoint is sediment, which is what you see with the brown water, and then phosphorus, which comes from that sediment, from agricultural operations, wastewater treatment plants, septic tanks, industrial wastewater plants. I guess we said on agricultural operations, but. So there's a lot of things that go on. There's from the time the water leaves basically Wellsville down in New York, the southern part of New York, it's pretty clear and clean. But by the time it gets up here, it's collected on average 400,000 tons of sediment a year that comes up. And that's what we end up seeing. And so that's been going on forever. And what happens with that is that the farmers down in Allegheny County and Livingston County who are losing property, soil, that gets eroded into the river and sent downstream. So a lot of our work up till now has been concentrated up in the upper part of the basin in the Allegheny County area to help farmers preserve their land by stopping erosion on their stream banks. So we've been working with the soil and water conservation districts up and down the river to try to make that happen. The other side of that is the connecting people to the river. Just if you lived in Allegheny County, I don't know how many people are familiar with that, but I urge you to go down there and take a look at it because the river is right there. You can see it. You can walk up to it. You can walk in it because it's not very deep in most sections, and you can actually interact with the river. But you get to Rochester, it becomes difficult. So one of the things we try to do is connect people in as many ways as we can. We have a webpage, we have a newsletter, we sponsor paddling events. We have started to do some cleanups. And so we're just trying to get more people interested. And you can see that the city of Rochester with the Rock the Riverway program is really interested in the river, and they're investing eventually hundreds of millions of dollars on the waterfront in Rochester, plus the new state park at High Falls. So everybody's up here is focusing on the river in terms of as a recreational and as an aesthetic in the area and trying to make it easier for people to get near the water or in the water. But we're the only ones really working along with DEC to try to clean up that water. So it's kind of weird.
That's a big piece of it because there are jokes. There are people who joke about how the river's appearance through downtown and it just isn't what you would want a river to be. And many cities have those statement rivers that really help define the community. And the Genesee River certainly has the capability of that. You talked about the state park at High Falls and a couple of the other projects going on. Could you delve a little bit deeper into what we can expect and how the river is going to be transformed, not just down by the state line, but up here in Rochester?
Well, it's going to take a long time for us to see a dramatic effect. That's one thing we get asked about and we think about is, we accomplish what we think we need to do with riverbank work and try to reduce the amount of erosion, at least to have a significant dent in it. What will the river in Rochester look like? In the short term, it probably won't change because one of the problems is there's a lot of legacy sediment in the river from the Mount Morris Dam all the way to Rochester. So if you've stopped all the, you know, the sediment that's coming in from the different tributaries or the upper part of the river, you're still going to have a time for that to clear out. So not sure how long that'll take. I know if you, we watched, look at the river closely. And in the summertime, when the river flows are low, all through the river looks pretty nice. I mean, it, a lot of people are fishing and boating in it, and it looks pretty good. In the springtime, in the winter, it looks, it's not as appealing. So some of that is just the re-entrainment of the sediment. So, you know, it's going to take a while to make a visible impact, but certainly we're looking for a quantitative impact in terms of sediment and phosphorus.
As far as enjoying the river goes, we have some great spots here downtown to look at. High Falls, one of the beautiful spots, the Port of Rochester, a nice area. And then, of course, Letchworth is one huge area where, you know, the river is just majestic in the middle of that beautiful park. Are there any other spots along the river that people might not be as familiar with but are definitely worth checking out?
Well, there's six major tributaries to the river, like Owatka Creek and Black Creek and Honeywhite Creek, which people are familiar with here, are beautiful creeks. They flow through areas. Some of them are cleaner than others. Owatka Creek certainly is a prime fishing, trout fishing stream. So that one's, you know, there's a lot of access to that in terms of fishing. Not much access to canoe and kayak yet. You know, people aren't, just don't do that. The water levels in those places in the summertime can be really low. And so it's hard to kayak in there. So not much goes on there. The upper part of the basin, again, Allegheny County is a very interesting place if you're interested in the river, fishing, kayaking, hiking. There's all kinds of opportunities down there to actually see the vistas that are there, but also to get near the river and go fishing or go hiking. Or there's a lot of trails along the river. So there's good opportunities there.
Are there any other threats that the Genesee River right now is facing that we as a public should know about?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting question because we've been, you know, we've focused on phosphorus and sediment because it's visible, but there's other issues. Microplastics are certainly one that everybody hears about, and we're just starting to learn about that. And then RIT and University of Rochester just got a big grant from Science Foundation, I think, or whatever, to study that issue in the Genesee River Basin. It's an interesting one because it's everywhere. Microplastics are, and I'm just starting to learn about it. So it's something that, you know, we have to figure out whether there's anything that we can do about it or what kind of action. That's kind of like where we were with regular pollutants like phosphorus and sediment 20, 30, 40 years ago. And now we're just learning that. And then people are finding out it's everywhere, but what can you do about it? So another issue that we face, this is kind of interesting, is there are a lot of small tributaries that local people like. You know, you go to Honeywhite Falls, you can see the creek there. You go to Scottsville, you can see Owatka Creek there. And you can go to Avon and see Canisius Creek. Those small tributaries, almost all of them have wastewater treatment plants on them that in the total context of rot of the river don't have a big impact. But in the context of those small streams, they can have a significant impact because the stream flows are much lower than the river and they cause a localized impact that we also are taking a look at.
Got it. So a lot going on, and I know you can learn more in your newsletter too, up at GenesseeRiverWatch.org. 50 years of environmental leadership. I know you've been called Genesee River Watch back since 2014, so for 10 years now. What are some of the best ways, if somebody listening is passionate about the river, about preserving the river, or about just doing fun activities on the river and interacting with it, what are some of the ways that they can learn more about you guys, get involved, and even contribute to the cause?
Sure. Well, our webpage has a lot of good information about what we do, and there's volunteer opportunities. We're always looking for volunteers who are willing to help us with specific projects, and there's a list on our website for that. Donations are always welcome. We're a small not-for-profit. We know we run on a pretty tight budget. We're able to get projects done, but getting money to keep the operation going is always a struggle. And actually, we have a match going on right now to the end of the year, courtesy of Sarah Mengelsdorf and Carl Rosengren. Sarah is the president of the University of Rochester, and they've given us a match for up to $10,000 of donations. And so we're about three quarters of the way to that. And anybody can help us with that, that would be great. Our paddle events are on our website when they come up, and we get a pretty good participation in there, and it's good for beginners. So that's a good thing. I also recommend that if you're interested in hiking or canoeing or kayaking, our Blue Way map on our website is an interesting resource that connects. It shows you where the hiking trails are and how you can get in them and how they relate to the river in addition to the sites. So to get in the river. So that's an interesting thing. And a lot more people hike, I think, than canoe and kayak. So yeah, that's a resource. So that's a way you can connect with a river. And our annual summit, we've had one every year since 2014, other than the COVID year. And we always have that, and that's advertising different subjects for different audiences. And so that'll come up usually in May. So those are ways that people can connect.
You can find all that up at GenesseeRiverWatch.org. And what a great resource, too. And definitely, if you haven't ever dipped your toes in the Genesee River or participated in anything involving it, I think it's a great idea to interact more with one of the great local things that we have here in Rochester. Not everybody can say that they have a beautiful river running right down the middle of their state and their city. So George Thomas is the executive director of the Genesee River Watch. George, thank you for your time today and for everything you do.
You're welcome. My pleasure.